Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Magic Spin.
What's the name of your clothing line? We don't know.
Barbershop Talk 101.
What's the name of your clothing line? We don't know. Take a few steps back. You don't have the answers up. You don't have the answers up.
Barbershop Talk 101.
You don't have the answers up. I've been doing this more than you.
Yeah, what's good? Happy St. Patty's Day, Spins, Barbershop Talk 101. Happy Friday.
It's cracking.
We back.
It's cracking, SB Illustrious. Yes, sir. Back. Hey, man, the intro is still funny as hell to me, man. As a matter of fact, the whole interview is still funny to me. Like, I can go to YouTube right now and listen to the Yay video. I've been doing this more than you. That is hilarious.
Take a few steps back.
Why is it that you can't? I just told you. Snap. Yo, welcome to Barbershop Talk 101, y'all. St. Patrick's Day edition. Man, another Friday. It seemed like we just did the show, man. This week went by super fast.
I know, man. This week goes by fast. The weather's crazy, you know.
Man, the weather is beautiful.
It's
absolutely
like,
beautiful.
Just yesterday, I was, you know, in the bubble jacket, you know, had a down, feathers in the scully. You know, I'm like, okay, I can't even be outside too much. But, you know, now it's getting a little bit better. But hopefully we're springing forward, you know, to some good weather. You know, hopefully we can have a wonderful evening. Just want to mention, you know, be safe out there. I know St. Patty Day condones, well, doesn't mind you know, drinking an extra shot than you would normally take. So be safe out there, all our listeners.
Yes, please be safe. Watch out for them sobriety checkpoints. I know they're going to be all over the place in the loo. That's funny, man. I never see, like, you know, sobriety checkpoint. I haven't seen one yet. I've been living in Kansas City for the last 5 years, and I've never seen a sobriety checkpoint, not once out here.
But really?
I see them all over North County. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they do that out here, man, I have no idea.
Shut your bitch ass up!
This guy. Already he's starting that. Anyway.
Yo, what is St. Patty's Day, by the way? Just curious. I mean, I know you're supposed to wear green, have your shamrock. I remember back in elementary school, I would always love that day. You know, I would intentionally not wear green for the simple fact the tradition was if you didn't wear green, you know, I was a little hot little youngins. I didn't wear green, so I was like getting pinched, you know. But I always wonder, like, what's the significance behind St. Patty's Day? I mean, I know a bunch of Irish people get drunk and it's an excuse to hit up the bars, but what is it?
That's what it is, an excuse to hit up the bars. No, I'm just bullshitting. No, for real. that's the way most people are gonna see it anyway, no matter what it really is. I actually asked that question. My supervisor at work told me what it was about, and it's weird because she said that it was a saint.
Yeah, saint.
It came through.
Or the Feast of St. Patrick is what it's known.
Basically what it is they were, like, I guess in Ireland or whatever, they were infested with snakes. And supposedly St. Patrick is the one that got all the snakes out. Yeah,
snakes on a plane,
no,
huh?
Had nothing to do with snakes. I had no idea.
So Samuel L. Jackson was basically snakes on the plane. I mean, basically St. Patty getting the snakes out, you know. Interesting. That's pretty bizarre. And I wonder whether, I guess, because it's an Irish celebration, you know, from the ethnic standpoint of, okay, I'm Irish, I can hold my liquor. Why not better than let's celebrate? We give your aunts some snakes out. I guess. Sounds like a snake. Interesting facts, man.
Yeah, I had no idea, man. I always wondered, like, what the hell is St. Patrick's Day? What is it? You know, I mean, and to my knowledge, it was just another excuse for us to drink. I'm not Irish. And well, I remember getting pinched in grade school, but for me, it wasn't ever no chicks doing the pinching. It was in grade school, oh, you ain't got on your green. You know, dude would come and pinch you on your arm. Like, dude, what are you doing? I don't have to wear green. I'm not Irish. Why would I wear green? Do you celebrate Black History Month? Okay, then. All right.
Interesting. Yeah. And that's another thing, too, I guess. You know, since you mentioned Black History Month, there's really nothing exciting. Okay, you know, you see some infomercials about, you know, Harriet Tubman, Garrett A. Morgan, invented the stoplight, you know. But it's not real festive. It's like, oh, shit, it's Black History Month. Let's go ahead up the bars. You know, I mean, I guess we had a freak make. That's about it. But that fizzled out. But there's nothing that really,
ooh,
you know what I mean? Like, because you got Mardi Gras. Yeah.
You went way back there, bro. Freak make? Did you just say Freaknik?
I know.
I haven't heard nobody talk about Freaknik, man. And
right.
I hate that I never got a chance to go.
Freaknik since Magic 108. That's Magic 108 era.
Because I heard it was off the today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was way before. That was, yeah, that was way before my time. A little bit before my time, you know. But, yeah, it's really interesting that all of the other cultural related holidays, well, we do get a month, you know what I mean? Even though it is the shortest month of the year, but we do get a whole month.
I guess.
You know, but there's nothing exciting about it. I mean, what is it? It's like, okay, shouldn't we be able to get discounts? I think, you know what I really think, you know, to somewhat contribute to a little bit of reparational standpoint is to, okay, it's Black History Month. Well, I go on a Burger King, God damn it, I get half off. Well, I get a free drink. But I might have to bring my birth certificate, though. You know what I'm saying? It might be a little questionable. I might, because I've gotten that before. Let's see.
Man,
what are you? And I hate that. That's another thing.
How they going to do that?
What?
How they going to do that, though? Like, you'll come through, like, you know, people already ask me, are you mixed? You're like, no, I'm not mixed. And no, I'm straight up black.
No, I actually want the three. I want the three. I want the three-piece mix. That's what I want. I want the three-piece mix. Did you ask me, do I want the mixed? Yeah, give me the three-piece right there. You know. But you know what's also interesting, too? One of the dumbest questions that, you know, females usually come up to me, because if a dude comes up to me asking that, that's just kind of weird. Why are you worried about where I'm from? Like, are you the FBI? I mean, are you a cop? You're undercover or something? Why are you worried? But usually, like, you know, when the shorties come up to me, they'll usually ask, oh, what's your nationality? American? I was born in America? No, I mean, where are you from? What do you mean? You know, it's like, so basically, you know, you want to know where my parents are from? They're actually from America. Well, my mom's born.
Shut your bitch ass!
Okay. Yeah, man. Well, that's pretty vulgar. I'm sitting here trying to explain, you know, my resume. Jeez, man.
Shut your bitch ass!
Hit it a drink. I've hit it twice. Got
I mean, you gave me like
Twitter fingers. Turn the trigger fingers. Shoot. Wow, that's weird, Jinx. That chemistry is too much. We both just speaking of which, echo. That was weird.
You
that was kind of weird.
Same thing.
What are y'all
sipping on? What are you sipping on this evening? Call in, let her know what you're sipping on tonight.
I'm already sipping.
You already sipping?
I got my Tito's and my Tropicana. You know what I mean? We'll squeeze a lemon.
Yeah.
Try to be a little fancy. That's how we do. What about you, Spence?
You know, I ain't sipping on that. I got
What's that mean?
But if I was sipping, it probably would be an Apple Crown.
I was about to say Apple Pucker, man. I'm like, do you still got that Apple Pucker, man?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Damn near look like that shit came off the Titanic, man. Like,
it didn't make it to Kansas City. Didn't make it.
I'm putting you in an apple, man. You know?
Hey, man, I don't know if you ever tried that Apple Crown, bro, but that Apple Crown is where it's at. Bro, I don't even like dark liquor, man, but that Apple Crown,
I'm not a clown guy. You gotta step your game up a little bit, bro. You know, I'm not a clown.
Mix it with coke.
I don't do drugs. I don't do drugs. Sorry. Anyway.
Really? Really?
whip it real good. Yeah, man. Speaking of which, I mean, you know, since that's, you know, interesting, you know, since we're talking about whipping up and stuff, your girl came back. She came back in Remy. But I don't think they want her because now Remy Ma's, if y'all don't know who her husband is, which I'm sure a lot of people don't, Papoose. What the hell does Papoose mean? I have no idea.
Who?
What's the name of your brand? We don't know. But he's nice, Lyric. He's nice.
What Pac say? Who?
He's nice, though. He's nice. Lyrically, he's nice. He did a whole verse. Murdering. Dang. Ricky.
Papoose, huh?
Yeah, he's coming at. They said he's coming at Drake. He's coming at Drake. He's coming at the whole Young Money. You know,
what?
Coming at Drake. Yeah, he's coming at Drake. He's coming at Wayne, and obviously Remy's on Nicki. Yeah, they already did a song, a comeback song. I heard it on the radio. I can't think of the name right now. Slips my mind, but said something along the lines where. You know, why are you getting involved and you're not even relevant? I mean, come on, Drake. Come on, Drake. Come on, Drake. You're Canadian, okay? Stop it.
The thing is, though, man, you know, Drake is arguably one of the best. I mean, today, if we're talking about mainstream artists. I mean, who's really fucking with Drake right now? Nobody. Nobody. I mean, dude, Drake is, you realize how much Drake is like the only. Drake is one of the only rappers right now that's mainstream that's still selling records. You know what I'm saying? He's actually still selling music. He's not just making his money off of shows. He's actually selling music.
He's putting work out. He's definitely putting work out. It's definitely forced. The mainstream is definitely pumping. Huh?
Yeah. The ladies like Drake, too. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
Yeah, he's marketable. You know. He sells. Just like, I mean, the whole the Pap-Remy combo. I mean, it's just too gully. It's too street. Would have been live. Would have been hot. 93, 96, that window. Where, you know, the era that we're in, the skinny jeans, the I'm a singer, I'm a rapper. You know, I get booty injections. You know what I'm saying? I get kissed by Birdman. You know... This wavelength of artists, I mean, it's I guess it's a different standard. I mean, just obviously, you know, he's number one, according to who?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
watered down.
Obviously things have changed. But I mean, me personally, I think Drake got bars. You know what I'm saying? Drake does definitely have some bars.
Like what?
I can't hate on that, man.
Can you name one? Like. You know, can you name a verse?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I can.
Which one?
I've been down so long, they look up to me.
Okay.
I got fake people showing fake love to me. The whole, so you tell me you don't like the song?
It's cool.
It's catchy, man.
It's cool, but
it's
I wasn't
catchy.
Saying, like
you.
I wasn't putting them up there, like, you know, like, you know, it's because there's nothing else out there. We're in the world of mumble rap, you know. You know, it's like okay, what is that?
maybe just.
But I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of glad that you know the whole Remy, Nicki situation surfaced because it kind of brings that I'm coming for your neck mentality back in the hip hop, you know.
Yeah,
you know, it's like okay, now you got to come correct. Now you got to actually say something. Now you actually have to spit. You have to say something. You just can't do the bubblegum stuff anymore. So I think it's healthy. I think it's healthy overall for hip hop. You know.
It is. That's why I kind of didn't like what Well, Remy did, though, because she took a classic battle rap song, bruh. She took a classic battle rap song. Like, there's not a whole lot of them. We got Hit 'Em Up, which is my personal favorite. We got
I understand what she did. And the reason why I think she did it, it did well. It got a lot of hype. It got a lot of buzz. She's definitely relevant, you know. She definitely won. There's no way.
But
What did she win? She's a battle rapper. We all have to understand she's a battle rapper. What she won is a battle rap. Ooh, that's what she got. That's what she won. Ooh,
I didn't say ooh not one time. I listened to the whole 7 minutes.
You know what
track.
She got? She got that. She got this.
Yeah.
I'm coming at your neck because you look like you want to catch wreck, but you can't detect because you don't reflect. Then I come at you. I'm like, okay, I'm so glad that era is kind of gone. You know, and the thing is, it's like with Remy, that's the pedigree she is. She's a battle rapper. And that's why I was kind of boring. I mean, I can't listen to, you know, Fight Club and Mike Club or whatever it's called, you know, these battle raps. I can't sit there and listen to it. I can't. To listen to a whole song like that, you know, talking about somebody. Only a few people can come correct like that. Nas, you know, Pac, Jigga, you know, but not everybody can do that. Remy was pretty boring. It's like, I actually like Nicki's better. It was more of a song. I could ride to it. I could bump to it. I'm not going to, like I said before on the previous show, I couldn't bump to Remy. Seether.
Nah.
That's clever, though. That's clever. Seether. That's clever.
That part was clever, but man, it still doesn't make me any more interested. Yo, man, what about your boy? I know we're talking about St. Patrick's Day and whatnot, but this is about
Hernandez.
You know, we're talking about whatever. What about your boy, Aaron Hernandez? What the hell?
Who you talking about? Jason Voorhees, Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Q.
Real live Tupac from Juice, Aaron Hernandez. Yeah, so they're saying that, you know, he still got one more.
Spilled a drink on me? Like, I mean, come on, man. I'm a spilled drink. Who does that?
Yeah.
Psycho. He's a psychopath, man. He's a definition of a maniac.
Hey,
wow.
Man, hey, what
give him his resume though. I mean, you brought me up to speed a little bit earlier when we talked on the phone earlier. You know, I didn't realize his resume, you know, what he went through. Why don't you let everybody know the reason why, you know, he's a maniac, you know, he has PTSD.
Well, not that it's any reason to wild out like he is and go around killing people, because there's never any reason
Damn.
To do that shit. But you know, everybody can't handle stressful situations such as losing a parent. You know, I mean, I lost my mom. I was devastated. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go kill nobody. But, you know, Aaron Hernandez was real close to his dad. And when his dad died, you know, he just kind of started wilding out, man. That's when you start seeing stuff in the papers and stuff about him doing different things. But the whole reason he's in jail is because of not one murder, but a double murder. And they just found out that, they just confirmed from, you know, different trial. He's still in trial. He's still in jail, of course. They're not letting his crazy ass out of jail no time soon.
He's probably going to die in jail. I mean, what if I accidentally spill my drink, man? You know, the clubs be crowded sometime, man. Somebody could bump you, spill your drink on this dude, man. He might get shot.
He could be listening right now and just, you know.
I know.
Kansas City, huh?
I'm
okay.
Just playing. Next subject.
Please keep that man locked up.
I didn't say that, by the way.
This is
SB Illustrious. Aaron Hernandez, you're my favorite football player. I'm going to get some shirts made. Free Hernandez. Free A-H. And let me know what gang you're in, and I'll put some gang signs on there, too. Feel me? Yeah, man. You know what's interesting? I mean, Rick Ross, he's actually, he's got a little Aaron Hernandez Gene going through him, coming at Baby's neck. I don't know if you heard the recent. He definitely unloaded. It's actually, you know what? I'll bring it up, but it's called, it's a lavender dish, bad, bad. Let me see if I have it. 2 seconds. Have you heard it,
man,
by the way?
Yo, this is Chris Rock. I'm in here with my man Ricky Rosé. We're in here drinking this Bel-Air Rosé.
Pretty decent.
That's
of course,
we do
of course,
it.
You
That's
know, Rosé, it's always a quality beat.
Bel-Air Rosé.
But, you know.
Eating Wingstop. What you know about
Wingstop? He finally said something, which Wayne probably should have said something a long time ago.
You can't handle this, nigga.
You know, and I didn't know.
You can't have to sit down in the corner.
I mean, that's the thing with Wayne.
Notes,
you're going to kiss him. You're going to kiss a grown
just
man
notes.
On stage. That's, I still can't get over that.
I used to see niggas on TV,
yo, that joint is hot right there.
I used to be like, yo, them niggas
joint,
so blessed.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? If I had that opportunity, you know what I'm saying?
Maybach music.
Well, I grew up on that cash money. Bling Bling was well known to flash money. Hit the liquor store, ass on my Vic authority. Quick to switch a bitch up, pick up me a thicker shorty. Pistol on me, nigga, ain't no picking on me. We veterans, so it's better if you go get your army. A thug holiday is where your body lay. Me and Trick Daddy come from a common place. So us getting money, that's just a conversation. It's so hard staying rich amidst the confrontations. Cigars in the Oval Office, Ronald Reagan. Hug Barack Obama, whisper, assalamu alaikum. Live for the moment, die for the streets. Bible on the dash, kilos on the seat. I used to see you niggas on my TV screen and wonder what was life like, was it all a dream? And then I met you out on Live Nation dates. Came to the realization that your watch was fake. Damn. You nearly broke my heart.
Yeah.
I really thought you nearly...
Hey. Basically, I mean, he's talking about, you know, why you didn't pay Khaled. You know, Khaled was salty. I guess Birdman did some shady arrangements where he didn't, you know, pay, you know. And the way he did Wayne, I know, man, he's a funny guy.
On my name.
He's a funny guy. I remember watching a video.
Put my name, put some respect on it.
I remember watching a video. He was in Miami. Even Ross referenced it. He's like, I even let you in my city. He was on like a boat on a yacht, and he like rented some chicks, and it just looked real awkward. It just didn't seem like, I don't know. It just seemed like he would rather have some little boys around him or something. You know what I mean? Because I still like, why would you kiss? Why would you kiss? There's certain things to this day I'll never understand. That's one of them. Okay, why did Wayne kiss Birdman? Why did Magic Johnson kiss Isaiah Thomas? And why did Biggie Smalls say, bitch so fine, you know, I'll suck her daddy dick? Like,
I don't know. Those are questionable lyrics.
Questionable lyrics and questionable actions. There's no... I mean, what's the conspiracy behind that? Is it like, what kind of secret handshake?
You know what it is?
Was that a whisper?
You know
it looked
what,
like a kiss?
You know what? I can't speak for, like, you know, Isaiah Thomas and Birdman and Wayne, but, like, nowadays, man, it's like the thing to do is to get attention. And it's like it doesn't matter what you do to get attention. Look at Young Thug, man. This dude is an absolute idiot. I mean, he runs around. Look at the type. Have you seen the album cover? Have you seen the Jeffrey album cover?
Good.
He's like in some Chinese kimono or some shit, man, with a hat on. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's, man, it's, I hate
the only person, the only person, you know who I partly kind of blame for that weirdness, but he had the lyrics to back it up.
3,000.
Yeah, I mean, but 3, like literally, but he was like,
that's
actually, he was an artist. He was an entertainer. He was talented lyrically.
Yeah.
I mean, he could. I put him up there like, okay, he was on his Rick James, Lionel. You know, he's on his Rick James shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
certain people, I mean, okay, 3,000 get away with that. Ye can get away with that. But Young Thug cannot get away with that because he can't rap.
What does he do?
You know, if you got something else going, I have no idea. He runs around, you know, like the ignorant nigga he is, saying ignorant shit and doing ignorant shit. So, I mean, he's that's a new generation though, man. This is what it's come to. That's why I still appreciate the artists that actually go out there and rap. You know what I'm saying? The people that still got balls.
Yeah, man, I totally agree. And I don't know if you heard, you know, recently, you know, in the news, you know, Snoop, he has a song Bad, Bad, Not Good, right? So
yo,
basically, I saw the video, yeah. And the video was...
Real quick, let's go to the phone line, man, because we only got 4 minutes left in the show, bro. Let's go to the phone line real quick. We got somebody holding on to 515. Let's go ahead and bring that call on the line. 515, you're on the Air Barbershop Talk 101. Speak your mind on the open line. Who this?
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, illustrious. What's happening?
What's going on? What's going on? Who is this?
I like the topic that you're getting into, and I just want to go back to the last person's comment on people that
This must be Chirac. Okay.
people do anything for attention.
This is the original. I want to let everybody know this is the original Clay Davis. Shit. Before that, you know what I'm saying? And that was this is the original authentic shit. The original authentic. Okay? Anyways, thanks for tuning in, man. I'm glad you like what you hear.
Yeah, I mean, he was just saying people that do anything for attention. I mean, I agree with that. And then also at the same time, I'm going to raise another point. Young Thug, he's in Atlanta. What's the culture down there right now? You know what I'm saying? I used to like going to Atlanta. What they say on Outkast TV? Oh, Atlanta, black man's heaven. You know what I'm saying? He come down here and see some nice
not
real
anymore.
Things. You know what I'm saying?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
I haven't been down there, and I haven't wanted to go down there because it's looking like little San Francisco down there right now.
Yep, yep. It's funny, and you know, it's interesting you said that. Just from a factual perspective, that has the highest HIV rate in any large prevalent black city, Atlanta. That's like the capital. Last time I went down
there, it was like an 01.
Like,
Africa. I heard they AIDS rate is like a country in Africa right now, which is crazy.
The Walking Dead,
like,
man. You see The Walking Dead based out of Atlanta.
All these beautiful women out here, and y'all want to go mess with some boys. I mean, it don't make sense, but then it makes sense because they're trying to push this agenda on you. Now, I don't care.
Emasculate.
Exactly.
You know, that's
exactly.
Trying to emasculate the black man, basically. You know, let's feminize them, you know.
Oh, no, look, Tyler Perry where's the studio at? It's in Atlanta. That's what they're promoting. You know,
exactly.
Tyler Perry, he like to swing that way. Even though he got a wife, that's just an appearance. It's like Magic Johnson. How you think Magic Johnson
Bonham and Bailey. Bonham and, what is it? Is it Bonham and Bailey? What's that hair product? They got one of the largest hair product shows there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're a dude, you're getting into hair products.
The hair capital of the world.
Yeah,
Atlanta,
I mean, if you're a dude, I mean,
the black hair capital of
you so I mean,
well,
there's a lot of them
like,
down there. It makes sense.
Like, look, let's go back to what you said about
Bird,
about Bird
and
Magic Johnson's son. You know, like I said, I don't care what preference you want to go with in the comfort of your own home, but I don't think I should have to explain why two guys are holding hands in the middle of the mall to an 8-year-old. I think if that's how you rock, I think people do that gay shit for attention. Like, you ever went to high school with a cat, and then you see him years later, and he got a lisp, and he acting like a girl? You didn't have that lisp. You acting.
Yep.
You put on a performance right now, and that's why I don't believe it. If
you
swing that way,
we got like 2 minutes left of the show, man. Thanks for calling in, man. Really appreciate it, man. We're going to end it out. Appreciate it, man. We're going to end it out on we're going to end it out on Fab, FABO. Just on March 9th, they basically they named a street after Fabulous in Brooklyn. So on a day, you know, Big died, why not do something special?
Nice.
They actually named the street after Fabulous.
Only right.
You know, one of the Brooklyn's greats. So we're right out with, FABO. Probably stop talk 101. You got anything to say, Finn?
What's up, Brooklyn?
Yes, sir. Go check out the website, man. BarbershopTalk101.com. Go subscribe. You get all the updates and everything. You know when all the shows is and everything like that. You can go back and listen to old shows on demand.
John, Brooklyn, we ain't gone. We ain't gone. Once you in the borough, if your name ain't Braun. Been going hard since I was born. To cut in St. John, was getting bushed from the flat to the Wittig. Unprotected dicks be the ones that'll get it. No job, used to get my mom fitted. Kept coming home with bags when Tom did it. Empire, skating ring, I'll be there. Before the grill, go front, I'll be square. Gates and no string, two Linden and Powell. I need a O, I would like to buy a vowel. Known for ice grilling, not for pony smiling. Fresher than Easter Sunday at Coney Island. Brooklyn, we stay fly, yes indeed. I saved Dr. Jade, I beat S&D. Shame on a nigga, the bastard OD. With this big ass chain and got M.O.P. Any of Brack that fool. I don't even know another cat that cool. I think he